Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the higher. Greetings, everyone. In the name of the Most High, higher, sure, higher, our Most High, loving, powerful, wonderful Father, God. And there is none beside Him. And we thank Him for His Son, Yeshua. We thank Him for His Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, that leads and guides us in all truth. We thank Him even in this very hour for His grace, His mercy, and His love. Without it, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't be here to share the goodness and the power and the grace and the love of God, to give Him praise. And we just thank You right now. We love You and we praise You. We honor You. We magnify You. We exalt You. We lift Your name up. Most High, Ahaya, we love You. And we thank You for the blessings that You're bringing forth in our life, the wisdom, the spirit of discernment, the discerning of spirits, so we can walk and live in the greatness that You've designed for our life, according to Your word and Your will, and Your way, and through Your Son, Yeshua. And by the Holy Spirit, we will walk and live in that truth. And we just thank You in this very hour for a sobering spirit even, so that we begin to understand Your precepts more, and understand Your will, know Your will, and walk in it. And if you can turn with me right now, we're going to read Psalm. We're going to go to a Psalm, and we're going to read it, because it's good to read the Word of God, because the Word of God is truth. And it's life. It's our very life. And we thank You, Father, that You have given us the Word. You have called Your people to be a holy people set apart, to lead even and guide others by Your Holy Spirit to Your truth. And we thank You and we praise You. And we're going to read Psalm 67. You have it, we can begin. Most High, higher, assure higher, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause Your face to shine upon us, that Your way may be known upon earth. Hallelujah, higher. And Your saving help among all the nations. Let the people praise You, O Most High, higher. Let all the people praise You. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise you. O Most High, High, let all the people praise you. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Ahayah shall Ahayah, even our Most High, shall bless us. Ahayah shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. And we're reading Psalm 67. We thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will turn to Psalm 75. I'm going to read that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unto thee, O Most High, Ahayah, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is great and near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. I said, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But the Most High Ahayah is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Most High there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the Most High, the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Hallelujah, Haya. Hallelujah, Haya. And we just hold on to the promises of God, because the promises of God are true. They are yea and amen. Hallelujah, Haya. And what we're going to do is, even in the promises, we're going to read the promises of God. Promises of God, we can start with one that says, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, we're going to read Psalm 86, verse 5. For thou, Lord God, Ahayah, Ashur, Ahayah, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous mercy unto all them that call upon thee. And also in that same psalm, we have on verse 15, Psalm 86, verse 15, but thou, O Lord God, Ahayah, Ashur, Ahayah, art the God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. And also in Psalm 86, verse 12, I will praise the Most High, Ahayah, my God, with all my heart, and will glorify thy name forever. Hallelujah, Ahayah. Hallelujah, Ahayah. And if you could turn with me right now, we're going to read Joel. We're going to read Joel chapter 3. Hallelujah. For behold, in those days and in the time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for an harlot and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon? and all the coast of Palestine. Will you render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly, pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hands of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off. For the Lord, the Most High Ahiah, have spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty one to come down. Assemble yourselves, Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Is a cause by mighty ones to come down. Oh, Lord, let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get you down, for the press is full. The fat overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Most High Ahiah also shall roar, Bahashem Mashiach, out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Yeshiah will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Most High Ahiah, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy. There shall no strangers pass through her anymore. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. So the Lord dwelleth, Yeshiah, in Zion. Hallelujah. Hashem Yeshiah, we thank you, we praise you, we thank you for your promises. And we are reading Joel chapter 3. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Ahayah. Glory be to your name. And we thank him for his word. And remember to keep the Sabbath from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. And the last time we were talking even about dietary laws. And I'm just so thankful that many people are beginning to respect the commandments of God and even the statutes and the laws and the dietary laws, seeing great results in people's health by abstaining from those foods, such as the scavengers of the sea, which consist of shrimps and lobsters and those all those things that don't have fins and scales, and even catfish, abstaining from that, as well as the swine, the pork. And we thank the Most High because he's always had our best interests in mind, if we are a holy people, set apart unto him. And we thank him for his word and his commandments. And even as you observe Sabbath, and you'll feel rejuvenated because it is a day of rest. And we thank the Most High higher for it, because it was instilled from the foundation of the earth. On the seventh day, the Most High higher rested. And we thank him for it, because he, Father knows best. Our Father knows what's best for us. And we thank him for his son, Yeshua, for without Yeshua coming to the earth and even going to the cross and dying on the cross, descending into hell and taking the keys of death and hell and resurrecting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your son, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. There is no greater love than our Father. There's no greater love than his son. And we thank him for what he did, what he's doing, and what he'll do. We praise him for his truth and his word. And we thank him because we have access now through the Holy Spirit, through Yeshua, unto the Father, whereas we could not be acceptable in his sight before. Yeshua is our mediator, and we have access. And we thank Yeshua for what he did. And then he ascended on high, and he gave us gifts. He gave us gifts, many gifts. Some, you know, he's given according to faith and according to his will. And we are to begin to activate those gifts in these hours because we are in that time and in that day when we begin to need to walk in the truth of who we are. And through the Holy Spirit, many souls will be won unto the Most High, higher, Hashem Yeshua. So we thank Father for his word and his truth. Because his word came to set the captives free, to give sight to the blind, and liberty to them, you know, that are hurting, that are bruised, that are captive. And so we are called, even in this hour, to begin to share the goodness of the Most High. We are called, even in this hour, to remember who we are in him and who he is in us, and to wake up. For we slept collectively for a time, but we thank the Most High higher for waking up his people. And we wake up individually, and it's here a little, there a little. And we continue to grow through the process until we are found in Christ, the Most High, higher Son, who is well-pleasing unto the Father and who we call to listen to. And so as we begin to walk in this truth and begin to follow the commandments and believe on his Son, we'll have access to eternal life. So it's believing and living in the truth, because we must worship him in spirit, by the Holy Spirit, and in truth. You know, and there's no other way unto salvation but through his son, Yeshua. Hallelujah, higher. And we thank him for bringing the body, the people together, because bringing us first unto the kingdom and knowing the truth, we can begin to share it with others, because salvation comes to us first and then to the Gentiles who connect with us. And we thank Father for giving people access to faith. So it's not just us who have access, but the people connect with the people of God and have faith in Yeshua, who is from the people of God, from the lineage. And we thank the Most High Higher for His Son, who came to save the tribe of Yehuda, but Yehuda, and even through saving Yehuda, Yehuda's call to be a blessing unto the nations so that others can have access to Yeshua and to the Father, Ahayah Asher Ahayah. We thank the Most High for the blessings that make us rich and have no sorrow. So, Most High has called us to love our neighbors ourselves. And even in that, He's called the Gentiles to love the people of God, connect with them, love them, and even called us to love our neighbors ourselves. And who are our neighbors? Those who believe in Yeshua, those who keep His commandments, those who walk in love and truth, you know, and pray for our enemies so that they may come to know truth and repent. So if anyone out there is listening and who don't know Yeshua, who we've known with another name as Jesus, as Christ, you know, whose Hebrew name is Yeshua, and you want to have a relationship with Him, begin to call on Him right now. Ask Him into your life, into your heart, and let Him know that you're sorry for your sins, you know, and that you repent, and that you want to follow Him, and begin to read the Word, and tell Him that you accept Him, you believe in Him, read the Word of God, you know, and start with John, and begin to read the Word of God, pray to the Father, and ask Him to sup with you and be your God and your Father. Call on Yeshua. Call on the Most High, Higher, Asher Ahayah. And you're forgiven, you know, and connect with like-minded believers, you know, and read the Word of God. If it's not in the Word of God, it's not, you know. Read the Word of God. Judge according to the Word of God. You'll know if you're walking in truth, if it lines up with the Word of God. And yes, there are some things that are not all in the whole book of the Old Testament that have been removed. And we have the books of the Apocrypha, you know, and we have other books as well. But know the Holy Scriptures. Everything should line up with the Holy Scriptures. Those are the laws, the Torah. You know, so we just thank the Father for His Word and begin to walk in that truth and be blessed and be a blessing as you're blessed. Get rid of your idols. Make no graven images and no standing images, and keep the Sabbath, you know, and love. Walk in love, because there's no greater love than our Father, the Most High, Higher. And the Son Yeshua and the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Keep your Sabbath holy. Hallelujah. And I thank you for listening in. And we'll talk again. Much love.